Shir Lamed Aleph in Beis Parshas Korach.
V'she'en lo shalosh tfanes. Tonu Rabbono. Shtayim ki ilchoson. V'shlishi safilu tefach. Reb Shimon Oimer Sholosh ki ilchoson V'revi safilu tefach. It's interesting. In the Sfasemes, he has a Ore bepshat. He says that Lulei de Mistafine, I would think, Zog the Sfasemes, that the Tane of the Mishneh that says V'she'en lo sholosh tfanos, that the Tane of the Mishnah needs full three walls. The Tane never mentioned this option of Shlishi Safilu Tefach or Revi Safilu Tefach. Sfasemes had a plan that maybe is three sheetas. Tane de Masnissin Shalosh Tfanos. And then as a braise, Shtayim Kilchos or Shlishi Safilu Tefach, Reb Shimonai Masholish Kilchos or Revi Safilu Tefach. And as Fasemis wanted to go very wide to Miyashav Asach Zachem with this, Lemaise, he says that in all of the Rishonim is not Mashma, that is a Tana de Masnissin, that doesn't agree. But Lemaise is a Shtikle Ore, maybe in the end of Miyashav it. The Tana writes, V'she'en lo sholish tfanos, and then you have to figure out yourself, man, one of them is a Tefach. The Tana doesn't write Shiurim also, doesn't say Zayat. It's already that the Mishnah mentioned the Psal Aloche, there is nothing there in the Mishnah, and in the Gemara is a Braise. I'm sure in the end it will be answered also. Nikol Mokim, Lama Zen the Gemara. Tonu Rabbanu Shtayim Kilchosa Shafilu Tefach, Reb Shimonai Masholosh Kilchosa Verevi Safilu Tefach. The Michael Miflike. Rabbanu Savu Yeshem La Mesoir is the way it's written in the Torah. Reb Shimon Savar Yeshem La Mikro the way we read it. Rabbanu Savu Yeshem La Mesoir is. Basukas, Areikan Arba, Dal Chad Legufe, Pashul Itlose, Shtayim Kilchosa, Ose Ilchase, Vegartel Shlishi, Vukmina Tefach, Reb Shimon Tzavar, Yeshem La Mikro, Basukas, Areikan Shesh, Dal Chad Kro Legufe, you take off the whole Posuk, Pashul Arba, Sholosh Kilchosa, Ose Ilchase, Vegartel Revis, Vukimta Tefach. So the first Malach of the Gemara is Lemanama Yeshem Lemesoiris is 4, Chad Legufe is 3, Hilchas is Megarea, Shtayim Kilchos, Shlish is Tefach, Firab Shimon Yeshem Lemikro, 6, Chad Legufe is 4, Os Hilchas is Megarea, Shlish Kilchos, Shlish is Afilu Tefach. Zogt Rashi, Shtayim Kilchos, Mizrochis Vetzfoinis, Kemin Gam, Oidroimis Vemarovis. If the member is Rashi, Rashi learns Kilchoso, they have to be attached Kemin Gam. You can't have two walls on two different sides. The two Kilchoso have to be attached with each other. I mean, again, to the Sugid of Zion, but Rashi right away says Kilchoso Kemin Gam. Kilchoso Rashi is Mamshich Keshir Meshech Sukkah. The word Kilchoso means a full Shir. Shtayim Kilchoso. The Shlish is Afilu Tefach. Later the Ramban will Mefarish, maybe Andere Zachen. Kilchoso means, as we saw already in the Ramban, means Lafuke Gudasik, Lafuke Spasagag. And the word Shtayim Kilchoso means real Tfanes. Lafuke Gudasik, Lafuke Spasagag. This was the Ramban that said when the Rif writes down the Aloch, Shtayim Kilchoso, he's Mafarish. Kia Gudasik, as he stated in the Ramban. Maybe he's also masking to Rashi, but in Kilchos. Yeshem lo meseris kme shekosa moishe vemosa besefertere li Yisrael hi haim vehiker veloi kmo shu nikro. Basukas teishu yeshu basukas ki basukas yishavti chad mole vetri chaseri. Basukas mashma chode legufi neendoshim tchiles posuk anim arishin eile ledroshe elu lemashmo yose hilchese חוש ורשי. הוד אמרין לאל הלוך למוישה מסיני להוכי נמי ישמר להילחסה למחיצס למגרה לשלישי דויפן סוקה ולמסגלי בטפח. The הלוך למוישה מסיני came to say that you don't have to have full tree סגילי בטפח. And here is the שטרקה קשה. רשי said that the הלוך למוישה מסיני of מחיצס was said that אסורת פוחי Zayin. And on the Shlishis, it's enough a Tefach. Fregt sich the Kasha, the Gemara finished before the two dots. Hai nicha l'Rab Yude, elo l'Rab Meir, that has a drosha, that doifin Sukkah is 10. From Oren v'Kapoires, from Seichichim v'Kanfeyem. Ma'ike l'Meima. So why we need the Ilchase? Zog the Gemara ki osi ilchase legud velavud v'doifen akuma. What was the maskone? Rabbi Yehuda that doesn't have a posuk from Soichachim, he learns ilchase shiurin mechitzin aloch elamoyshe misina. Aber lefi Rab Meir mechitzin I know from where I know mechitzin. I know mechitzin from Aron beKapayas. I know mechitzin from Soichim beKenfayim. So I don't need aloch elamoyshe misina. And even Shabbos I don't need. This was the Gemara's kasha. So ilchase lemay osi. So the Gemara legud velavun v'doifen akuma. Frek dei meksukes lefi Rashi you need the aloch elamoshe misinai to tell me that shlish is afilu tefach. So what are you asking me a kasha ilchase lemay kosi? And you're answering legud velavun v'doifen akuma. Answer better. I need the aloch elamoshe misinai to tell me that shlish is afilu tefach. And the Gemara is asking, Hilchase lemay osi, for what the aloch elamoshe misina is coming. And the Gemara says, good velavon v'doifen akuma. Answer better. The Hilchase is coming, the shlish is afilu tefach. So in the Miksuka says, maybe Rashi doesn't mean that we learn it out from the mechitzin. Maybe Rashi means we learn it out from shiurim. Moses mechitzin v'shiurin aloch elamoshe misina. But in Rashi it's mashma that it's included in mechitzin. Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Dalet says klor lema hilchase kari omarnu besuko hilchase mechitzin aloch elamoshe misina osi hilchase lemeima shlishis afilu tefach. So we have the kasha lechure why the Gemara asked hilchase lemeika osi and she answered good velovim v'deven akumo. Why she did not answer that lekula alma I need aloch elamoshe misina to tell me that shlishis afilu tefach. This is the or. This is the Zog de Rashash. When the Brice, the Gemara answered before that the Alochis comes legud velovud v'doifen akuma, when the Gemara answered Hilchase legud velovud v'doifen akuma, good includes shlishis afilu tefach. When we said Hilchase legud velovud v'doifen akuma, good includes shlishis afilu tefach. Why? Because the ma'alach of shlishis afilu tefach is you take that tefach and you pull him and you stretch him. It's a good. There's a good achis. As a good achis, a good asik is not written twice. It's one. Good means to pull. So this is the answer of the Gemara, Zog the Rashash. When the Gemara answered before, ve'ilchas el good ve'lavun v'deifan akuma, good includes shlishis afilu tefach. Because the aloche and shlishis afilu tefach is that you take the tefach and you stretch him, usalosh narosh like that, you stretch him over the shlishis. It's a stretch, not the pshat, the gzira sakosuv is two walls and a bit is enough. That bit, as if you could ask, what is the pshat? The aloche is, kiilu is a wall. What is lavud? Kiilu et sasum. The gener of the shlishis tefach is kiilu et sasum. B'meila, this is included in good. So the answer is, you're right that the Gemara could have answered. This is what the Gemara answered. Mechitzin lemaika osi, legud, good asi, good achis, and shlishis afilu tefach, lavud v'doifen akuma. As they learned the Rashash. About it's a shtikel ha'or, this Rashash, because the Ran said, lo imashkachas good besuka. Remember, the Ran said that he never found good besuka only b'Shabbos. For the Rashash, he found. Avu shtet good asik. Shet good. The Gemara says good. He says, the Ran says, I know the Ran says. But the Ran was asking in the Loshon HaGemore. The Gemore said, good, velovu v'doifen akuma. He said, this Gemore loy ashkechon besuka. Lemai said, the good of the Gemore, ashkechon besuka. You're right, we didn't find good asik. Who said we have good asik in suka? He meant the Gemore have good. What?
It says Gerachas. He says Gerachas.
We have to see if he has Rashi says who says good achis. Rashi. Rashi. What? Rashi. Ask me in the Ran from Rashi. Okay. We'll get. Say, we spoke about the Ran. Yeah. The main, I'm just saying that Lefi Rashash, if this word good includes also Shlis Avilu Tefach, it's a shtiglar, you're right. I'm asking, you could say, I'm not shlogging the Rashash, you could answer that he understood that it would have to be also a Gudasik, and he said Gudasik is only Negev the Shabbos. He can say, but Michlal Ha'or Eloi Nafke, Michlal Ha'or Eloi Nafke, ask him. We'll mamshir the next terrors of the Gemara. The Ibar Yaseimet, the Kula Alme Yesheim La Mikro, the Oche Ba'okum Miflege, Mar Sova Schoche Boikro, Umar Sova Schoche Loi Boikro. So this Gemara Bepshat is Shver. Rashi explains Schoche Boikro, Schoche Loi Boikro, the Mashmaus of the Gufanafke, the Sukha Balezrach, Loi Mikari. So the Ran in Sanhedrin Davdale, the Maharam already follows it, as is a Kashe. We have basukos, basukos, basukos. Em la mikro, first one legufei, then I need one for the schach, and then I left with three. So if schach bo yikro, I left with three, so I have three walls. Also aloche megare, shtayim kirchoso. Schach eloi bo yikro, I'm left with four. Also aloche legure, shloshi kirchoso, shlish zafilu tefach. Erevi zafilu tefach. What is the pshat, schach bo yikro? Chad legufei. Now another one for the schach. I don't understand. And then I need three for the walls. So I have three for the walls, and one for the schach. And what is chad legufe? Without walls and schach, is no sukkah. I understand chad legufe means a schach on walls. Then I have droshes for the walls. But what do I mean chad legufe? They have to sit in a sukkah. What is a sukkah? As I frag the Rashash. He understood that chad legufe has to include at least the schach, at least the walls. You can't say chad legufe, chad for the schach, and three for the walls. You could think so. You could say, no, chad legufe means it's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. For sure I will know that it's schach and walls. Yeah, but I want to darshan, but the Ran understood that you don't have to have a posuk. This Rashi Be'etzem really says, Madova schach eloi bu'yikro, but Rashi, this is the sukkah, I don't even know the posuk. This is the sukkah, Zok Rashi. I don't need a nozer pasuk for the schach. Rashi himself says it better.
Oh, you know schach.
What?
The schach is one, so that's absurd. You can include.
Yeah, I don't need a
numbers. You can't.
And the rest I need, but the schach I don't need a pasuk. This is what Rashi says in the second mandalama. Again, but if I don't need a pasuk for the schach, so I have extra pasuk for the walls. And the first mandalama says I need a pasuk for the schach. This is the kasha. What? This is the kasha. What I need a pasuk for the schach? What I need a pasuk for the schach? I don't need a pasuk for the schach. This is the or. So the Ran says, I need a pasuk for the schach for the halachas of the schach. Taisav lo imina also yipsoilas goyin v'yekev.
What else
for metal?
What?
For metal.
What is
the halachas? Pesoilas goyin v'yekev. A bibud metal. So Mele, I need a pasuk to tell me the dinim from what it's made. So the Ochlanel says he doesn't understand. Taisav lamina osu, we learn from a different pasuk. We learn from a different pasuk, Taisav lamina osu. Taisav lamina osu, we learn from a different pasuk. So it's going to be Yaakov, we learn from a different pasuk. We have different pasukim for these achim. We don't need this pasuk to tell me these halachas. I learned these things from andere pasukim. From andere droshes. I don't need this pasuk. But Mistamei means to say, Chad leguf, Avada would have to sit in a sukkah. But I would not think that there's a halachas in the schach. Shiurim in the schach, how the schach has to be done. So Chad leguf, Chad mandama holds schach e boikro, and one mandama holds schach e loy boikro. But as another ore bepshat, the Maharam and the Ritva has, something is not straight in the drosha. It's three times sukkahs. Everyone is two. Chad legufe, I'm left with four. Schoche boikro, I'm left with three. Schoche loy boikro, I'm left with four. Schoche boikro, so take off another whole pasuk. Be left only with two. Why with schoche boikro, I only take, when I need a pasuk legufe, I take away a whole pasuk. When schoche boikro, I only take out one of the two. As I frag the Maharam and the Ritva. And the Maharam answers, that the Teretz is poshut. When I say Chad Legufe means, the first one is the mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, we don't count. But now when we're speaking about how to build the sukkah, schach is one of the walls, and the walls are one of the walls. Everyone is a wall. So schach b'yikra means one drosha for the schach, and I'm left with three more for the walls. If schach aloy b'yikra, I have four droshas for the walls. As I said, the Ma'arab, the Ritva says the bit anders. Das ist die Gemorre. Sog die Gemorre, wie Iba Yeseime, die Kula Alme, die Kula Alme, Yesh Em Lame Seures, I only have four. Wie auch über Hocke Miflige, Mar Sovar Ki Ose Hilchese Legarea, und Mar Sovar Ki Ose Hilchese Leoisi. Es hat Roche have three walls. The Shaila, what is the Aloche Lomoyshe Messinai? The Legarea, שתיים כיחוי ותבח, עוד הלוך למוישה מסינה יש לה הויסיף, אין דשלויש או יום הויסיף התפח. זוג דמרחשס, סימן תזיין או יסגימל, נראה לי, דמרחשס שטוס דחקירה יר. What is the פשט and שלישס אפילו תפח? As the הלוך have three walls, and the הלוך למוישה מסינה says, the שלישס is תפח, but we stretch it. Or not. The halacha l'moshe mesina said a tefach, and you don't stretch. You have two and a little bit. Psilated in afkaminas. You stretch or you don't stretch. Zok de marcheshes nirali that it's totally in these two l'shoines. Lifi all of the l'shoines that it's legarea, Hashem said three walls. Basukas. Chad legufa, I'm left with three. Comes the halacha l'moshe mesina and says, and one of them you could do a tefach. But the Torah said three. The halacha l'moshe mesina said, with one, you could fader tzach a whole wall. So be'etzim is a din of a wall, you put a tefach, and you stretch him over the whole shetach. But if the Torah said three, and the halacha l'moshe mesina said, add a tefach in the fourth wall, why to stretch him? Hashem said, to add a knech. Why to stretch it? I said, when you put a tefillin here, you stretch it all over your head. Hashem said, take three walls. I add a piece. It's no need to stretch. If Hashem said three, and I'm megareya, so I could say, it says three, it says one. The answer is, the one will do the three. Says the marshal. Says three. So alochel meshim sinai, good asik. So what is the pshat? The good asik will bring me to the three. Says three, says diumdim. The good diumdim say, then it's three. So when it says three and Zaloch Lemoshim Messina, you can use a tefach. The getter is the tefach will stretch. Mashiachin, if the aloch has three, and the pasuk is loisif, zog the barcheshes nearly. Shehachakire tluya bedim b'shtei atirutzim. In Beitzim, all of the tirutzim chutz from the steretz hold that it's legareya. Shteim ki ilchoso sholosh suga sholosh, and it's megareya. Reb Shimon holds four and it's megareya. So it means that you need four, so b'meila you stretch. You need three, so b'meila you stretch. If this iba yaseime, the kula amik yosi ilchase legeem, yesh em lemesoyres. Mal sovar, olchase legarea, then you stretch. Mal sovar, yosi ilchase loisif, ein liboy, eloisof, azay zog demar cheshes. We'll get back to it. The iba yaseime, kula amik yosi ilchase legarea, and b'meila you stretch. V'yesh em lemesoyres. I have four, so it's legarea, so shorish kichos, so she's a filut revis tefach, and you stretch. And mainly you have three, legarea, so shtaim kichos, so she's a filut tefach, and you stretch. Rav Masne Omar taimed Rav Shimon Mehoche. Vesuketi al etzel yoimo michoirev, velemachse velemister mizerem umimoto. That's the drosha. Doesn't say what Rabbanon hold. Reb Shimon holds as a pasuk. V'suket tia letzel yoimo michoirev velemachse velemisto mizerem umimoto. Rashi says pshat. Ubeloi arba mechitzos lav machse mizeremu sharuach meishi v'sazerem derech doifen aporutz. Rashi speaks about the zerem the whole time, not about the moto. Sharuach meishi v'sazerem derech doifen aporutz. So why you need four walls? It says suketia lemachse mizerem, and the rain comes from the fourth wall. This is a Rashi. So Avad, we have to understand why b'shlishis tefach the rain doesn't come in. So the chula, even if you make three walls and a little bit tefach, the rain could come in. We'll answer later the Rashi. We'll get to it in a second. We'll get to it. Come from, we'll learn the sugya before this little laoris. Before this little laoris, the rain comes in. Teisves is choylek and Rashi. Look in Teisves. Be Yerushalmi amrin and time the Rav Shimon Adokro. Sukati letzel yoyim emichoyre v'ariachas lemalo. Ariachas lemalo. למחסב ולמיסטר הרי שתיים מזרם מוטו שתיים ורבון הנאמרי מזרם וממוטו רחס. ודרשן אז פי פסוקים אחס למעלו, שתיים למטו ושתיים למטו, הרי ארבע ורבון הסברי מזרם וממוטו רחס. זוג דרשש ובמחלקס רשי אנטייספס ובמחלקס רשי אנטייספס המחלק is Rashi and Teisves. Rashi learns that the Rosh of Rav Shimon is Sukkah Tia Lemachse Mizerem. The Sukkah has to protect from the Zerem, and if it's opened in the fourth side, the Zerem could come in, the rain could come in. And Teisves learns this Poshnut Rosh of words Mizerem Achas, Motor Stein, Machse Achas, Tzel, Rosh. What is the Machlek is Rashi and Teisves? So l'fi Rashi, what is the mokir from the drosha? Suketir letzel mizerem, and if it's open in the fourth side, the rain could come in. How the tefach helps, we'll get to it. Teisus learns it's a drosha. Zog de Welt, it's a Rashi with Teisus l'shitos. Why? Teisus in Daf Bey says that a suket that the rain cannot come in is possible, it's kamin bais. Dosh state that the suket has to be protecting, the rain cannot come in. What?
Is it from the
Nesu?
This is from the walls that can't come in either?
Manavshach. If the Sukkah is Machse, it's Machse from all over, yeah? So if it's stated that the Sukkah is a Machse Mizerem, and that is Mechayev me to have clothes on the fourth wall, because if not, the rain is coming in, the Sukkah is possible if it is. The rain can't come in. What? What's schach? The sukkah is lemachse. The drosha is that you have to have four walls because the rain could sneak in from the bottom. But Rabban, it's closed from the top. The pasuk says sukkah protects from rain. So Rashi, if it's open on the side, the rain weiter comes in, and the rain could come up from the top. What is the point to put a wall on the side? Rashi says, why I need a wall on the fourth wall? Because if not, the wind will bring it from there. It's anyway coming in. Al koruch, it's not coming in. The teretz is. Teisus cannot learn like Rashi. Rashi l'shitosu, we brought down the Moltke, brings down in Davches b'shem Rashi, Sukkah shenakshomim yecholim leikones ksheiro. Sukkah shenakshomim yecholim leikones ksheiro. So Rashi could learn that it's a drosha, that the rain doesn't come in. Vashayink and Teisus l'shitosu, he cannot learn like Rashi. The male Teisus learned that it's tam a drosha leh. It's droshes. Another idak, it's mitzuchzuch the loshon ha-teisves, the way the Rashash and Rabbi Nuchanan will bring it down. Look at loshon ha-teisves. Bi-Yerushalmi omar taime, min ha-dokro, v'suketir etzel yoyim emichoyrev, harei achas the Rashash adds, milemalo. Milemalo it's michoyrev. Lemoto v'lemachse ha-ri shtayim, mizerem umoto shtayim. It's a drosha, it's not a din in the sukkah. Rashi learned that it's a din in the sukkah. Sukkah has to be a za place that rain doesn't come in. Not that this is a din on the wall, this and that. It's a drosha. A minute, I'll explain it. If Rashi, it's a din, the sukkah has to protect from rain. What? We'll get. Say, what do you want from me? The Moltke says that Rashi. Ask the Moltke. Also here it doesn't have to. Love it also helps in a sukkah. We'll get to it. Don't worry. It's not a kasha. Shimon doesn't hold from love. Avani holds from love. He doesn't hold from gudasik. The rain comes in from the gudasik. It's ishkin kasha. It's halachas. What is a sukkah? That is halachas. How the sukkah works. I'll explain it. But the chefta from sukkah is a mokim that is made from rain. This is what Rashi could learn. Mashenken Tesis learns that it's not a matzah from rain. It's a drosha on the walls, and fakel, it's loshen tesis mitzuchzuch. The one that is going to the wall, tesis makes chilukim. The one from the roof is the tzel. He can't say that the one from the roof was talking on the rain, because rain has to come in from the top. The one from the side could be a one that stops rain. A banana would try to stop the rain. It's a drosha of walls. Arei, lefitesis lefi rabbonon is the same drosha. Just zera v'motor is one. So then it's three walls. So then for sure rain comes in from the other side of the Tesis. Tesis doesn't have a problem when the rain comes in. The Moshe Rashi will learn that Rabbanan learns the Huli Moshe Mashiach. Tesis, everyone doubts in Zerah V'moto. Shale, four, three. Klifi Rashi is not the point of the wall. It's all that the Sukkah is protected. I think it's Menei V'bei. Tesis says, Rabbanan Zerah V'moto Rachas. This is the first Lashitoso. Lom again, even Tifer. As the Gemara in Dav Zayin Amud Beis, Zayin Amud Beis, Reb Shimon holds Diras Kva. Reb Yudah holds Diras Kva. Reb Shimon that holds four walls in a sukkah holds Diras Kva. Without Rashi, why? What is the right that Reb Shimon holds Diras Kva? Right, what is the right that he holds that as Diras Kva? On Rashi, you have to have four walls like Arba Ames. If you have to have a real house, it's a Diras Kva. And this is the way Tesis will learn the sugya. Rashi says, look in Rashi in Zayin Amud Beis, Sholesh ki ilchoso, ubefarshin en taime lemachse ve lemastor mizerem. While he holds that the sukkah is a mistor from zerem, is a raya that it's diras kva, rain doesn't come in. Where are all of you? But the rain comes in from the top. All the zogels, yo? The rain comes in from the top. Why it's diras kva? Where's the diras kva? The rain comes up at the top. The rain comes up at the top. The Teretz says it's a diras kva. No rain comes in. Furush Rashi. Not masking. Furush Rashi. That it's diras kva. That the rain doesn't come in. So Rashi takes Reb Shimon. Rashi takes Reb Shimon. That Reb Shimon learns that was. Reb Shimon learns that the sukkah has four walls and an argument is four mehalchim. Masoiris mikro, schoche bo ikro, legarea lo hoisif, doshim tchilois, and machse v'misto. Five pshotim in Reb Shimon. The Gemara says Reb Shimon holds diras kva, Rashi chooses the fifth one. Why the fifth one? What happened to all the four? The Torah says if the four is no raya. This Gemara that said that Reb Shimon is kva zogt Rashi is the Reb Shimon from the rain. Stand four walls, sinishtaze. Klo? Tesis by us is nishtaze virashi. The big tesis of Emla Mesoiros, tesis as a kashe. Rabbi Kiva holds sukadiras arai because you could build it on a ship. And so Rabbi Kiva holds sukadiras arai because Barosha Sfina is kosher. So if he holds diras arai, he has to hold three walls. Because if you hold four walls, it's diras kva. Kedemuchach lekamon. What is the kashe? Rav Akiva holds diras arai, and he holds you need four walls because yesh aim la mikro. Tesis learned him yesh aim la mikro and his four walls. It's diras kva. Mel is asking a stir in Rav Akiva. As they fragt, a stir in Rav Akiva. Tesis Rav Akiva holds diras kva arai, and he has to hold aim la mikro, so he needs four. Four is kva. Four is kva. Four is arai. Four is arai. Four is not kva. If you learn it out from the Geshem, Rabbi Kiva doesn't have to learn from the Geshem. Rabbi Kiva has to hold Eim LaMikro. The Teretz says, Tesvis learns when the Gemara said Kva here, because it's four walls. So he says, if you hold Diras Arai, you have to learn Eim LaMesoiros. And if you learn Eim LaMikro, you have to learn four. Four is Kva. Shtet Klorim Tesvis, four is Kva. Klorim Achlekes Rashi and Tesvis. Let me get zurück zur Argument. So Rashi learns, start with the Rashi. Rashi learns that was that the raya that Rabbi Kiva, that the raya from Reb Shimon was because the rain doesn't come in from the fourth wall, and why the rain doesn't come in from the fourth wall? Val state machse mizerem, sukkah has to be a machse from zerem. But mainly you have to have four walls. Frag the emek sukkas, and this was a shred to everyone. What helps the tefach in the fourth wall to stop the rain? What helps the rain? The Reb Shimon says, "Sukatia lemeister mizerem." As a raya, you need four walls. Why? It's a clash, because if not, the wind blows the rain from the fourth side. The shaila is: so what if the rain blows from the fourth side? So I put a tefach. Oh, From here I know that you have to have four. I have to have four. You put a tefach, it doesn't stop the rain. As I freak day mesukas. Zog day mesukas, two terutzim. Two of them are shvera terutzim. But first, one that it says, but if you put already a tefach, it a little bit stops. As I pshat, the whole rain, the whole fourth side, mamash gets rain. Here already some corners, some dry areas in the sukkah. No, can't say. Second that he says, no, the pshat is as I. We're speaking before the pasuk, before the aloch l'moshe m'sinai, before the aloch l'moshe m'sinai. This, you think it's a pasuk teretz?
Yes.
What? You think it's a pasuk teretz? It's because you mistake before. I'll explain to you why. What is the pasuk? Zok miksukas. I'm sure Razovsky zok tazei echad in shir. Before the aloch l'moshe m'sinai is a pasuk suketi l'misto mizera. So without the aloch l'moshe m'sinai, I know that I need four, and then they stop the rain. Now comes the Aloch El Moshe Messinai and cuts out what? You're right, after the Aloch El Moshe Messinai came, now the rain comes in. But Reb Shimon meant, Rabbanon hold the Pesach says three. Aloch El Moshe Messinai cuts off a little bit. Reb Shimon says, it says, Sukkati is the Misto Mizarem, so it means it's four. Now the Aloch El Moshe Messinai will make one. For sure now the rain will come in. Again, Reb Shmuel adds, and I make sukkah skilu, Val state miserem, so the pashtas to darshan is em la mikro, so it's four walls, and the aloch le moshe misinai was megale, that the rain could come in. So today the rain could come in. And don't ask me a question, this is what they want to ask, so why the posuk said it? The posuk had never spoken sukkahs really. Spoke on a different zah. So misvore it would be four, and misvore you would need that the rain will not come in, and the aloch le moshe misinai would say that the rain could come in. Why it's a mistake? I'm saying, the Meksuka says it. Why it's a mistake? Because Rashi says in Daf Zayin that why Reb Shimon holds Diras Kva? Because the rain doesn't come in. Rashi learns that today we hold him with Zeret. Now that was a Havamin. Avada, when you don't know the Rashi in Daf Zayin and Mutbeis, so you could learn as a Pshat. But this is what I said before. Rashi learns it's a Diras Kva because it's stopping the rain. This is the way Rashi is Maimi the Sugya. So while Rashi is Maimi the Sugya, that it's a Diras Kva, because it's stopping the rain, the Loike Taisis, and it's not Stamad Roshe, the Mela, we can't say this Pshat.
First
there's
nothing to Rashi over here.
What first there is? I said, I'm asking, this, both the Rutsim are not good. So I said, both the Rutsim are not good. Both the Rutsim are not good. So the first there says Rashi is Ruach Revis, but it's a little bit close, it's not Ruach Revis. Zog the Welt. The teretz has to be like this. If shlishis avilu tefach means I stretch it, so then we don't have a kasha. Because it's closed. You ask me, the rain comes in, laugh, laugh. While it's closed, I don't have a problem that the rain comes in. I want to explain. Some ask a kasha, I think someone asked it before here, what lovu doesn't help if you're a pshimen? I rain could come in. Tzilosu merubah mechamosah is not good, rain could come in. The teretz is, sukkah is a closed thing. What aloch l'moshe m'sinai lets me to make keilu, this is my problem. Sukkah is be'etzem, makes shade. The sukkah is a building that really could stop rain. Now, you use gudasik, you use lavud, you use yumdim. So let me show you. The yisoido is sukkah that's a sukkah. If it doesn't stretch, so sukkah is only three and a bit, so then it doesn't stop rain. But if the gather of the tefach is that it stretches, the gather of the tefach is that it stretches, this is the gather that it stretches, b'meile it's ki'ilu, it's closed. And while it's ki'ilu closed, it doesn't make a difference if l'maisa today the rain could come in or not. Oh, but to explain that, I want to be maimit, and come will be maimit the chakira. Shtaim ki ilchoso v'shlishis afilu tefach. The marcheshes is maimit os a chakira. What is the pshat shtaim ki ilchoso v'shlishis afilu tefach? The pshat is I need two walls in a bit. I need three walls. Aloch l'moshe m'sinai says put a tefach and stretch it. Ki ilu it's there. You could make the third wall out of gudasik. You could make the third out wall of diumdim. You could make him out of lovut. You could make him out of tefach. But the aloha has three walls. Other than the aloha says two walls and a bit. This is Be'etzim the chakira that we started. And the first nefkemina that we mentioned was the Rashash. that the Rashash said that this is the reason this halacha is included in good, because the Rashash learns the geder is stretch. The geder is the tefach stretches. It's a din three full walls. Just the third wall stretches. And the Mele, the Rashash said it's included in good. This was the Loshon HaRosh and Davdalet. The tefach stretches. The Rashash says it, you call it good, it's a good asik. Ari lefi the second side of the chakira, it's not a good. I need two and a bit. Is that good? I don't need more from the tefach. No, I need a whole wall. The tefach makes a good ki'ilu I have a whole wall. This is the first thing that we said. Second thing that we said is the malcheshes, that he says that it's totally if it's legarea or lehoisif. If it's legarea, it's mistaber. If it's lehoisif, then mistaber that it's only two and a bit. Or leman amar three, it's three and a bit. If it's legarea, means that be'etzim I needed three, that aloha l'mashim sin, I was megarea. So he was megarea, that befayal you could do one, but we stretch. But if the teira only said three, and the aloha l'mashim sin, I added the tefach, mechatei said to stretch it. This is the malcheshes. We'll go weiter. Zog the welt, it's tolui in two ways how to learn the sugya and daf yutesa mudalef. The Gemara says, Psala yoitza min asuke nidon kesuke. Psala yoitza min asuke nidon kesuke. What is it? A wall, a suke very long, 10 amas, 7 and 7. Gemara says, Psala yoitza min asuke nidon kesuke, the whole suke is kosher. Zogtrashi yutesa mudalef, midi dehavi, ashtaim ki ilchoso, veshlishi safilu tefach. Rashi yutesa mudalef, dibur amaschil, Komashmalon. The minasukei ve'avi kishtaim ki ilchoso v'shis afilu tefach. The loimoshcho ad revis v'ksheiro. Six lines from the bottom. What is the nafkamina here? Here's the nafkamina. How we learn in psal? We have two tzedodim in psal. Psal when you have a sukkah and you have schach in front of the door. The pshat ki'ilu the walls carry on. Or it's kosher without ki'ilu the walls carry on. Svasa itztabo was kosher even the whole sukkah. Medin psal. We clear it's stam kosher or ki'ilu the itztabo pulls. One pshat we said from Stipler and Loshon HaRosh, the getter from psal is we pull the walls. We pull the itztabo, the meiri. Till we had a tzad, you can't eat in the bottom because you're eating God on the floor. Right? Does it the Stipler wanted to say? The Meiri said, you pull the itztabo. And Rashi says, you know what it reminds me? Shtayim ki ilchoso, shlishi safilu tefach. So psal, the Stipler told us, means when you have a sukkah like this and the schach is sticking out, you pull it. You have an itztabo, you pull it. This was the siman in the Stipler. Rashi says, you know what it reminds me? Shtayim ki ilchoso. Maybe it reminds you kizais. What it reminds you? Shtayit in Rashi, shtayim ki ilchoso safilu tefach means stretch. This also stretches. If we learn pshat and psal that it's not midin stretch, stop. If it's kosher here, it's kosher there. So then, fuck out. We don't have a raya from this Rashi. So be'etzem Rabbi Seinu Achroinim that we mesupeni, that we mesupek. How to learn pshat and Rashi that you test and psal? These are the two tzedodim really. How to learn in shtayim ki ilchoso v'shis afilu tefach. This is the third thing. We'll go to the fourth thing. We have a Rashi and a Zayin. And the bigger lines in Avzayin Amud Aleph, Rashi says, the first four big lines in Rashi Avzayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Shabbos, a person has a sukkah, Shtayim ki ilchoso v'shlish tafilu tefach. But a person has a sukkah, Shtayim ki ilchoso v'shlish tafilu tefach. And he wants to put something b'shut b'shabbos, it's called b'shut sayochid or not. He has two ki ilchoso v'shlish tafilu tefach. For Shabbos it's not good. It's poetz merubah la'oimed in this side. The Gemara says, Migu de have a doifel linyan suke, have a doifel linyan Shabbos. It's a big suke, we'll see. It's a lot of nafkaminis. Migu de have a doifel linyan suke, have a doifel linyan Shabbos. Rashi says, look in the fourth line. The third line, the fourth line. And the Zayin Amud Aleph. The Migu da hu tefach ag berachmon ele moishev mechitza suke. Not the Loshen. De lehevi lei doifen shleimo. have it doif anami b'Shabbos. State in Rashi how the miga works. Not stam because it's good for sukkah, it's good for Shabbos. Hamapitom v'alegabi sukkah it stretches ki'ilu it's a wool. If it's ki'ilu a wool, then it's stretched. So it's ki'ilu a wool that it's stretched. Legabi Shabbos. State again in Rashi. So we have the vial, the Rashash, that it stretches, that it's keilu a wool, doif and shleima, good. We had the marcheshes, it was toilet in the shaila, al ilchas iligruya or lehoisif. We said that it's totally in the sugi of psal, that if you're showing the psal is mamshich, this is the tzushtel of Rashi, it's loshen arosh and avdalet, when the sugi of itztaba and the meiri, that we mamshich it, and Rosh says that shlishis, we mamshich the shlishis. This is the tzushtel to psal. And now we have the fourth Rashi and of Zion. We have the fourth Rashi and of Zion. That the gather is, now we mamshich. And Rashi learns pshat in the migul have a doifin and Shabbos, have a doifin and sukkah, migul have a doifin shleimo. I'll bring you a raya. The moshul, good asik, we'll see later. Good asik, we don't say migul from sukkah to Shabbos, we'll see it's different gedorim. Over here, why the shlishis helps? Well, it stretches legabi sukkah, it stretches legabi Shabbos. We'll go weiter. Maybe before we go weiter, so now for sure we understand our Rashi. We're having a kasha, this is the fifth Rashi, be'etzer, the world says. Rashi says you need a sukkah lemachsev mistov v'zeret. And we're miyasev with the two l'shitosim, the three l'shitosim. Rashi means that the sukkah is lemaisa mikhsev l'mizeret. Not only tchila sadroshe, like you wanted to say, Rai from Zayin Amud Beis, that it's a machsev mizeret. Machsev mizeret, but it's only a tefa frek day miksukas. The miksukas says tirutzim. A little bit, it's a little bit, it helps. Or, tchila sadroshe. The answer is name. It's closed completely. So again, I want to explain. The drosha is sukkah needs to be closed completely that protects from rain. Now, Aloch Lameshi Messina says, good asik helps. You have a kasha? I'll ask you a kasha. Why no one asks? State miserem, so state good asik, state love. This is the sukkah. Now the aloch is came. The sukkah is four fully walls. Zog the Aloch Lameshi Messina, a tefach. You could say good asik like this. You say pitikra works. You say good asik like this. What's the difference between pitikra or pitefach? It's not even a kasha bichlal when we understand that. It's a din of four walls. What does four walls protect from rain? Now, it's Aloch Lameshi Messina, that one of them could be, but Aloch Lameshi Messina. We'll go weiter. So the Bible said five nekudas that we touched with the Moshech the Delphin. There's another two nekudas that I saw go down. Two beautiful nekudas. There could be an afkamina. But listen good, I will start. You have a sukkah that is Zion, big sukkah. Shtayim ki ilchoso shlishis tefach. Okay? Now, the schach is like this. Here it's all schach. It reaches the tefach. But in the other place, it's far away from the wall. You get the picture? Two walls completely in a tefach. The schach is like this, like a reish. You have a sukkah like a kamin gam and a zayin and a little tefach, right? Now the schach lamazogin is here and here, and the tefach it reaches till here, till the wall. Then it takes four tefachim in and goes till the end. You could sit in that sukkah or not. Take this sukkah, this room. Yeah? We'll say shtayim ki ilchoso, and this is shlishis tefach, lamazorim. Yeah? Now the schach is like this. Till here you have fully schach, then the schach moves in till the middle of the room and goes till the end. You could sit in the sukkah or not. I'll explain to you the shayla. You have shtayim ki ilchoso, but shlishis tefach. If the getter is that the wall pulls till the end, the ma'is is far away from the schach, the sukkah is possible. No mechitzis megiyas the schach. The schach in the middle is far away from the wall. But if it's no din that the wall has to get there, so the wall anyway is not near the schach. So it'll go, it'll be kosher. This is the afkmina I saw in the Oral Torah. The bottom there. Shein afkmina. There's no marker, but someone said someone was my Oral Torah. Someone told him, a beautiful afkmina. A beautiful afkmina belonged this. I was in such a sukkah lemaisa. No, it's more from 7. It's 20. This is more from 7. Yeah, but it's no mechitzas near the schach. It's no tfanas near the sukkah. If you pull it straight, you pull the shlishis tefach, that doesn't work. You have 10 and shlishis tefach. No, but you don't have the, you don't have tfanas magias the schach. The tfanas needs to be near the schach. This is one beautiful nefkemine, aminut. He has another beautiful nefkemine. Sukkah that is 7 and 7, the same thing. And you have a tefach. And the schach, this punkfakert, is only tefach away from the wall. Punkfakert. Now let's make a different case. The same sukkah, one wall, two walls, this is shlishis tefach. And now the schach is only a tefach away. So if you say, mamshich, it's no problem, right? It says like this. You say mamshich, it'll be good. So first he has two kashas. First, the chuetz tali if treiches se amrinen, or treiches se lo amrinen. But he's asking more from that. You're allowed to sit in the ear of tefach, or you're allowed to sit only under the schach? If it pulls, and you say treiches, you have lovud, you could sit mamish out of the sukkah. If it doesn't pull, you can't sit there, because there's no lovud. Again, you have shtayim ki ilchoso, and the schach is a tefach away from the potential wall. The schach is a tefach away from the potential wall. If you say the wall carries on, so if treil chesam rinen, so I have lovud, so I could sit in the ear. But if it doesn't pull, so I can't see lovud to the ear. So maybe I can't sit there. In the back of the Gemara is a pirush. It's called Poras Yosef. Poras Yosef also has this chakira, and he says two nafkeminas. If we moishach the wall, or it helps without it. One shaila he has, is a aloche atzei suke asurim. Atzei suke asurim. Taisa says that if you add in the sukkah, the extra walls are not also banoi. What if you made 3 full walls? The whole wall is also banoi, or only the tefach? If you say that you pull it, so here that I made it myself, for sure it's also banoi. It's like every wall, you could have done good asik, but if you made a wall, it's a wall. Masha'enken, if you don't meet it, savade, it's not also. Again, if you add on the sukkah later, look at the Poras Yosef. Taisus declares if a person makes 4 walls in a sukkah, if he's over about Taisif. Aaron, if he's over about Taisif or not. If a person makes 4 walls in a sukkah, if he's over about Taisif. Taisus Rosh Hashanah Daf Chofres. Zog the Poras Yosef. Why Taisus never asked if a person makes 3 full walls if he's able about Taisif? Taisus only clears on 4 walls. So the Boaz Yosef is telling this Chakira. Because Be'etzim, I need 3. I need 3 Be'etzim. Just it's Kiilu Nimshach. But if I do it myself, so the Boaz Yosef, Avad, there's no about Taisif. So we have the vial, Be'etzim. 9 zachen that we spoke out that nafkemin if it's nimshach or not. The rashash, good. We have the marcheshes. We have psal ayoytze min asuke. We have Shabbos. We have the rashi moto v'zerem. We have the 2 nafkeminis of the Altaire. We have the 2 nafkeminis of the Poras Yosef. Man. We mentioned in Shir 3 weeks ago another nafkemine. If you remember. Is we meant a fort nafkemina. A fort nafkemina. Sfasemis. The Sfasemis has a shayla, a beautiful shayla. And itztabo, you said, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to eat. If you say doifen akuma, you can't sit on Sfasa itztabo. I'm sorry. You could eat on the itztabo, you can't eat not on the Sfasa itztabo, because you have to say doifen akuma, so you can't sit under the wall. So if you have itztabo minatzad, So you have two walls. You can't eat under here. Why? Because you can't eat under the Dofen Akuma. Clears the Sfasemes. Maybe I only cannot eat under one Tefach. But I don't need to Me'akim the whole wall. So maybe I could eat in the rest. Or not. As I clear the Sfasemes. If it's a Din Tefach, I only have to be Me'akim a Tefach. If it's a Din the whole wall, Savade, if Tefach is enough, but Avade, when I Me'akim the whole thing. So there the Sfasemes clears how much I have to be Me'akim. Again, Itztabo min hatzad. I have a sukkah lemalo me'esrim amo. Itztabo min hatzad. I have two walls. I make Dofen Akuma on the third wall. The Zog the Rishonim, you can't eat under the wall. Clear the Sfasemes, why I can't eat under the wall? Only one Tefach I can't eat. And the Sfasemes means to say, and he says, any person normally when he eats in more from the Tefach. So why do you say that he can't eat there? So here the Sfasemes, B'teich HaDvorim pushes all of this Chakira. How to look at this Tefach? His first thought was, I only need a Tefach. I need a whole wall. I could start with a Tefach. But for sure, I ke'ilu bend the whole thing. I think Be'etzem that this Shaila is a Machlekes Rambam Metu. Before I read him inside, I want to ask you, if you will have to write down the Aloche of the Sugya, after you learn the sugya, how you write down the aloha? The Rambam writes down in Hilchi Sukkah how you build the sukkah. Perek Dalet aloha beis. Sukkah she'ein lo shol lo ishtfano is psulo. Hoyo lo shtayim gmurois, kemin gam. Tefach shlishi ma'amidoi. V'dayoi. וצורך לעשי צור עשה פסח שאין לו שולש תפנס גמורס. The halacha is sukkah needs three walls. If you have two and a bit, make צור עשה פסח. But what sukkah needs? Three walls. The lashon ha-mishnah שאין לו שולש תפנס. The halacha of Moshe Sinai will say how to do it. The two בכלל doesn't write that you have to have three walls. The two in Siman Tov Reish Lamed brings down the halacha how you have to build a sukkah. Kol advarim apoyslim besukkah in a poyslim elo beschach tfanes bilvad sheiyu asuim karoi keitzad tnan. I don't know where is that mishnah, maybe the braise shtayim ki ilchoso shlish is afilu tefach. The tur never said, the Rambam says you need to have three. It's like the Rambam, how to make the three? The tur doesn't say you have to have three. You know what you have to have? Shtayim ki ilchoso shlish is afilu tefach. You don't have to have more. The Mishneh Berurah brings down b'shem the Ritz Geus Tov Rishlam et Sifrot Mechavtes lekatchile to sit in a wall, a sukkah that has full three walls. We'll see b'ez Hashem later the Goyen that maybe is the Inyan to have four walls. The Goyen says sukkah, the Samach is four walls, the Chof is three, the Hei is time ki yuchos ashish afilu tefach. And then the Goyen says, but the Mishneh Berurah, Mishneh Berurah brings down that lekatchile from the Ritz Geus to sit in a sukkah that has shalosh tfanos gmuros. What is this? Lekatchile nata b'seh. Aloch lo meishim b'seh. The Teretz says if Hashem said two in a bit, lekatchile to be a machmir. It's lo b'seh. No, Hashem said three. As a halacha, you could be yoytze. It's like chatzitze. It's not like chatzitze. Not to have a chatzitze bichlav. Well, also lovul shem rabban. Not to have a chatzitze lovul. For sure. For sure, like chatzitze. Not to have lovul. So I'm saying these are the two tzedodim. So the amodas advarim is beetsam. This is the amodas advarim. I think that the marcheshes is the nekuda shaboy. If the pshat is that was three and the halacha lemoishim misinai will be moisif lefi that tzad. There's only one teretz in the Gemara Alim with the Rebshim and then Avada. The halacha is three and one repeats. Of Avada, it's a halacha sholosh and it's legareya. So be'etzem, I need full three. The one is doing it. How? It stretches. It's nimshach. And b'meila, we have a doifen.